Hello, and thanks for joining me today. You're listening to Alive with Dr. Namira. Over the last decade, I've spent my days taking care of mostly women who not only have aches and pains, but who've also spent the last decade or two putting their career and family first. I stand for a world where we can live our passions and purpose all out without the fear of our physical bodies giving out. I've created this podcast, Alive, Always Living in Vibrant Energy, as a quick way for you to learn more about your body. This really is a no-frills, get-the-information-out-there podcast, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. As an upper cervical chiropractor, I regularly take care of many different types of people at varying degrees of health. And over the upcoming episodes, we'll discuss many types of things that can be reduced or eliminated when you can rebalance your health at the level of your brainstem. So many people are heading back to school this month, and even if you're not experiencing it as a mom, you might be worried about it for your child. So I wanted to talk to you and give you some of my thoughts on scoliosis. Many times we go through scoliosis testing. There's the Adams test sometime in mid junior high school, I believe. I think those are like fifth, sixth, seventh grades-ish. I remember that's when I got tested at least. And we did it in PE or gym class. And so this Adams test is a really simple way to see if there's some possible scoliosis present. And it's very simple in that you just have your child stand upright and you can have them bend forward and you look at their spine. And many times if you can run your hand from the base of the neck down to the level of the hips along the spine, it should feel very straight. When you start to feel any shifts to the left or the right, there's some possible scoliosis that might be there. So that's something you definitely want to have checked because it will get worse over time. I noticed that for many kids, scoliosis becomes more present after the age of 10. I don't think this is something that should be a big shocker. I know my daughter is 10 now, and this is actually the first year where she is doing a lot more work and sitting at her desk. And these chronic poor posture things start to actually show up, where we can see how this could actually become an issue because our kids aren't always sitting in the best posture. Sometimes they're bent over at their computer or their desk, and sometimes they're shifted right or left just to try and get comfortable, and they get stuck in those chronic poor postures. So there are different types of scoliosis. There's idiopathic, where the origin is unknown. There is a congenital type, which happen from birth, possibly even deformities, so where the actual bones themselves aren't shaped in nice, proper, even squares. They become wedges. Those types of scoliosis are a lot harder to manage because you can't ever perfectly line them up. They're going to be in a scoliosis for long term. Then you have neuromuscular ones, which are usually more from injury or chronic postural alterations. Those ones I tend to see a lot of at the office because what happens is when we shift out of alignment, the body then just has to shift with the writing reflex to try and keep our eyes level. So we basically end up crooked and in an S shape where our head is tilted one way, our shoulders are tilted another way, and our hips are tilted another way just to try and keep our eyes straight on the horizon. And that's what the writing reflex does for us. It keeps our eyes straight so we're not looking at the world crooked. And so these neuromuscular scoliosis can show up because our body has basically tried to adapt to keep our eyes straight. Those are probably the easiest to correct because we just need to calm the body's muscles down if we can help the spine get into alignment. So scoliosis is usually diagnosed by x-ray. Once you've had the Adams test and there's suspicion of that happening, then you want to get a full body x-ray to see what the scoliosis looks like. And usually it's measured in degrees of how far it is off. So you can have varying degrees of scoliosis, whether they're showing up as a C curve or an S curve, those are different as well. And in terms of the symptoms your child might be experiencing, if they're really, really large degree curves, then sometimes they're gonna have painful muscle spasms, you'll see that physical deformity. And if there's a lot of twisting and stuff that's happened as well, your child might actually have trouble breathing because their lungs are having trouble getting that full breath because of where the spine is turned and shaped. So there are a couple options here. A lot of times, if you go the medical route and you're seeing an orthopedist or your child's pediatrician and they get referred to a specialist, if the cases are pretty intense, then they might recommend a brace or surgery. Many times, if we can kind of catch it earlier as chiropractors, then it is really helpful to try and work within chiropractic care because it's a more natural option. You don't always have to get the entire spine adjusted. I know for me, as an upper cervical specialist, even though there's a whole body curve, I see really great curve changes just by adjusting the top bone in the neck. So we don't really have to do a lot of harsh chiropractic traditional maneuvers. We can still get some really great physical changes and help reduce that scoliosis by doing very limited adjustments. And that tends to always then improve posture and reduce symptoms as well. So that's really just the simple version. I wanted to chat with you about scoliosis today. If you have any questions, always feel free to reach out for me. That's all I have. I hope you learned something new and have had useful information to improve your health and the health of your family. Don't take life too seriously. Stress makes everything worse. Enjoy this week as best as you can, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, purposefully live all out and reach out for help if you need it. I'm here for you.